ruling the palace. Enter Hermione, Mamilius, and Lady. Hermione, take the boy to you. He so troubles me, his last enduring. Come, my gracious lord. Can I be your playfellow? No, I'm none of you. Why, my sweet lord? You kiss me hard, so speak to me as if I were a baby still. I love you better. And why so, my lord? Not but because your brows are blacker. Yet black brows, they say, become some women best. So that there be not too much hair there, but in a semicircle, or a half moon made with a pen. Who taught you this? Oh, I learnt it out of women's faces. Say now, what colour are your eyebrows? Blue, my lord. Nay, that's a mop. Oh, see the lady's nose. It has been blue, but not her eyebrows. Come, sir, now I am for your guest. Pray you sit by us and tell the tale. Merry or sad shall it be? As merry as you wish. A sad tale's best for winter. I have one of sprites and goblins. Let's have that, sir. Come on, sit down. Come on and do your best to frighten me with your sprites. You're powerful at it. There was a man. Nay, come, sit down, stay not. Dwelt by a churchyard. I will tell it softly. Yon cricket shall not hear it. Come on, then, and kiss me in my ear.